Thank you all. Let's move on to the final item from this morning, which is 544.
Amend code to eliminate barriers to accessing administrative appeal processes, including establishing a minimum notice requirement and limiting fees charged to initiate an appeal.
Auditor and our ombudsman are here. Any final questions or comments before we vote on this item?
Mayor and Commissioners, if I may, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Ombudsman Salinger for the hard work she's done on this project and to point out that this is an example of the kind of systemic change that the Ombudsman's office brings to the city. She takes complaint after complaint after complaint, and the real value she brings is when she strings those complaints together in a change like we've brought before you today. And I also would like to acknowledge the individuals and the citizens groups that we worked with who helped us clarify our thinking and improve our proposal. And also to thank you all, because after we marshaled all of our evidence and people, we felt like we were well received by you all, and that hope that you were a receptive audience. And I would just like to thank you for that.
Thank you both. Any questions or comments before we do? Then let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fish.
I want to thank the auditor and the ombudsman. Do we have to change that at some point to ombudsperson? I don't know whether it's gender specific, but I want to thank the auditor and the ombudsman for great work here, both collaborative between the two offices and then with the council. And I sincerely believe that what you have proposed is one of the most significant reforms that's come before council during my tenure on the city council. And we can debate the relative impact of things like creating independent budget office, or in the future a new oversight body for utilities, or all the various things. I think this is one of the single most important reforms that's come forward from both of your offices. And the reason I say that is that I think you've captured a very core value that's important to all Portlanders, and it's access to justice. And I had the honor before my service on council being a lawyer that served on the executive committee of the Campaign for Equal Justice, which was focused on removing barriers to low-income citizens who pursue justice, and particularly around the fact that there was inadequate funding for legal services, so many people were turned away. And as we know, without a lawyer, it's very hard to get justice. But what struck me about what you've done here is that you shined a light on a problem which I don't think we collectively understood very well, and that is the two key components of your reform proposal. One is the fact that we have been inconsistent in terms of providing notice to citizens of their rights. And sometimes not giving someone notice is tantamount to handicapping them in this process. And just the idea of giving someone notice that they have a right of an appeal and pointing them in the right direction, I think, is fundamental to government fairness. But you also opened our eyes to the fact that the way we calculate the fee structures created significant barriers for people in ways that were quite inequitable and, frankly, I think, surprising to all of us. In fact, the common refrain up here throughout this process, frankly, has been, we wish we had thought of this earlier, because it's such an essential part of government. We talk about the desire to have sunshine, but what prevents good sunshine more than frustrating the ability of average citizens to have their day in court, if you will, their moment to challenge one of our actions? Because after all, when citizens exercise that right, we sometimes learn that we've got it really wrong. And without that feedback loop, are we really operating in full sunshine with full accountability? And the fee structure issue was shocking to me when you fully explained it, and how we'd allow these very disproportionate costs and fees to essentially be a barrier to people exercising their right to get a fair hearing. So again, I think it's one of the most significant reforms that's come forward from both of your offices in the last decade, and I think for those who care about access to justice, it really is a shining moment. And I have to tell you, both as a commissioner and as a former lawyer, I'm very proud of your work on this, and I'm also grateful that you work with us to craft a set of amendments to make sure that the spirit animating this, that is the right of frankly, ordinary people to be heard and aggrieved parties to be heard was not taken advantage of by people that might see an advantage just to delay the inevitable. And I think the amendments that you've offered fine-tune what was already an outstanding proposal. I will remember this day because I think you've done something important, and you've done something that I don't think the community fully understood until you brought it out into full daylight. And that, after all, is the highlight hallmark of what an auditor and an ombudsman should do working together. So many thanks for your good work, and I'm exceptionally proud today to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you again, Auditor and Ombudsman, for shining a light on this issue and fixing it. Appreciate it. Aye.
Novick.
I agree with Commissioner Fish that this is one of the most important reforms that I've seen since I've been here, and it's also inspired Commissioner Fish to make one of the best speeches I've heard him give, so I can do no better than to second every word that he said. Aye.
Fritz.
A while ago, I looked into the question of the name Ombudsman, Commissioner Fish, and my understanding is it's like human. It just happens to end in M-A-N, but is gender neutral. I'm getting a nod from our Ombudsman, so it's one that I don't change to something else like I do for. I never refer to chairman or chairwoman. I just say the chair anymore because it's very nice and gender neutral, just like commissioner and auditor are very gender neutral. I love it. Thank you very much to Auditor Hull Caballero and Margie Solander for highlighting this issue and working on a solution. Also, Dante James in the Office of Equity and Human Rights for partnering on working through it. It's definitely a basic equity and due process issue, and charging $1,300 to appeal a city decision that may cost much less is clearly unacceptable, and yet we haven't done anything about it before now. So it's great to see this change. We will need to watch closely to see the impacts of the change, to see how many appeals result, and whether we need to do more general funding of the hearings officer. It's wonderful to see the city auditor and the ombudsman seeing a problem and not just calling it out, but also taking action to fix it in a collaborative and thoughtful process. And it marks a new era, hopefully, of the way that we're going to do things, using our independently elected auditor to help be our conscience, and with the emphasis on help. Aye.
Hales.
Well, it's nice to be able to pause and recognize the good work that's been done here. We don't often do that, and we always should. So thank you for work well done. My thoughts about this, in addition to the good comments we've heard from my colleagues, are that there's things that people in Portland think are normal, and a little while from now, when they've forgotten about the fact that you made this change, this will just be one of those normal things, like neighborhood associations get to appeal land use decisions without paying a fee. You get to walk in here and advocate on a budget item and be heard and actually change the budget. You get to remonstrate against a local improvement district and get the council to say, wait a minute, we're going to stop and think about that one again and maybe adjust the costs. And people in Portland are used to that level of access and that it doesn't discriminate based on your means. So this will fit into that background and will, for people, become background that, well, of course. But, of course, it wasn't always so, and you were the ones that figured that out, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you. Aye. And we're recessed till 2 p.m.
Can we have it for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Do it right here, Evan.